Okay, what you want to know?
All right, are you moving in with the Jordans?
I'm not moving in. I'm going to Chicago to train for a month.
Because I thought you and Mike could have bunk beds. You'd be on the top bunk. No, you'd have to be on the bottom bunk.
Hey, man, I'm just going. He's just trying to get my fat butt in shape.
Okay, so you're going to go to Chicago and work out, and that's at the end of the season?
I got about another 2 weeks on television, and that's it.
Okay, and how long are you going to stay in Chicago and work out?
Probably a month.
Okay, after that month is up, then you will make a decision, or Michael and you will make a decision?
Well, Michael's going to make his own decision. I'm just hoping I'm able to join him.
Okay, so Michael's going to come back.
He hasn't decided yet.
Okay, but he's...
You know what's funny? Everybody say it. Have you ever heard me say that Michael was coming back?
No.
And have you ever heard Michael say he was coming back?
Well, Michael wouldn't say he was coming back.
I know that, but obviously he's thinking about it.
Well, he's trying to get in shape. This is the analogy that I use, that when normal people get in shape, they get in shape just to be able to play softball or jog or play tennis. Michael couldn't get in shape to just go halfway. He would probably be the kind that would have to get in shape to be able to play basketball again. Not that he would, but to be able to take it back to that level and give him an opportunity to make that choice. Is that a fair assumption?
That's it. That's the only assumption. And everybody's like, he has a definite said he was coming back. I have a definite said I was coming back. But obviously, if he feels like he can play well, I think there's a good chance. And vice versa for me also. And I'm really getting really sick and tired of everybody voicing their opinion. You got guys doing talk shows and everybody's... We haven't asked anybody's opinion. We have not asked one single person's opinion. Michael's going to make his decision, and I'm going to make mine. And nobody else's opinion. He know how well he can play, and I know how well I can play. He's not going to come back and embarrass himself, and I'm definitely not going to come back and embarrass myself. But I'm sick of every single person in the world voicing their opinion. It's going to be his decision and mine.
Did you guys play a pickup game with Penny Hardaway?
Yeah, we had a great game last week.
Okay. Were there any other NBA players involved? Or
no.
Okay.
I tell you what, it was a blast. I mean, it was a blast, Dan. It was just like the good old days. Michael and Penny were going at it hard, talking trash. It was so much fun. You know, because that was actually the first time I've scrimmaged since I retired. And it's the most fun I've had playing basketball probably in the last 2 years, just even when I was playing. Because, you know, in the good old days, the contrast talk has gotten out of hand now. Guys get really personal and serious. But it used to be fun. Like when we went at it with Larry Bird and Reggie Miller and Gary Payton, it was just, and him and Penny were going at it so much. I mean, I really loved it.